Tell me about the Steve case.
Yeah, Steve is the 13th surgery in the series that we've done by ANS Research. He came to me by way of information from others and on the internet. I've gotten, I guess, quite a bit of publicity. Now, Steve was able to supply us with an X-ray showing that there was an object in the knee. It was very apparent. We sent it to our radiologist. I had a consultation with him several times, and then he suggested that we get a CAT scan done to isolate the object and know exactly where it was. In the interim, we sent him a packet of forms, which are all questions having to do with his relationship to the alien abduction phenomena. He did answer the questions, and we were able to isolate certain instances. Now, that's a part of the criteria and protocol that we've established to do these surgeries. So you meet all the requirements, which he did,
mm-hmm.
and then we find out where the object is and if it is conceivable to remove this without producing any damage to the patient. As with any medical case, we still operate under the principles, ye shall do no harm. So if there's a discomfort, either psychological or physiological, and the patient has an unknown object, then they can come to me. We'll give them a physical examination, psychological examination, and then they become a candidate for surgery. At any time after that, they can say no. Steve fulfilled all this. He had direct recollection of particularly one event, some of which you read prior to me getting on the program. And also, I might mention, we don't allow any hypnotic regressions to be performed prior to the surgery. If the patient would like to have this done following the removal of the object, we can supply somebody such as Yvonne Smith, who's quite famous for doing this in the Southern California area, or Bud Hopkins or David Jacobs or somebody else to work with. So, as a matter of fact, Steve did want to do this, and the day following the surgery, Yvonne Smith did the hypnotic regression with him and was able to get some very precise details of the event that he consciously told us about.
Well, did you have this analyzed yet, Roger?
We've had some of the superficial analysis done. When we start doing these things, we try to look at things first from the inside out and gain as much knowledge as we can. This is all, you know, a quest for knowledge. So you have to start somewhere, and you don't start by tearing, you know, the engine apart. You know, let's look and see what we can learn from the outside. First of all, with the last two cases, which you may remember, we were able to use a Gauss meter and detect the electromagnetic field. Steve had one that was 4 milligauss. That's a fairly strong magnetic field. And then we have another instrument, some of which you can see in the photos that are on the COAST website. And we look at radio frequency detection. And we were able to isolate a radio frequency. I haven't had time to send it to anybody yet. And I know very little about electronics or radio. But if there's someone out there listening and they would like to know the frequency, it is 105.718894 megahertz. Once again, that's 105.718894 megahertz. Now, the last time we had one of these, it turned out that the frequency was a deep space communication frequency, and that was coming out of an object that was in somebody's toe.
Yeah, that's strange. Let's bring up Steve for just a moment here, Roger, and chat with him a little bit. This is not his real name. We're using an alias. Hello, Steve. How are you?
Good. How you doing, sir?
Good. So how do you feel now that most of this is behind you?
Well, it's a burden off my shoulders.
Literally, right?
Yes.
Well, Steve, you talked about the fact that you remember that these beans were the typical gray beans, large heads, the upturned black eyes. What else can you tell us?
Well, I don't know if you have me mixed up with another person, but I didn't have, my recollection is not of big eyes and big heads. To me, the person that I've seen was...
Well, then the data I have has you mixed up with another person.
Maybe that is what's happening here.
All right, tell me what you remember.
Well, what happened to me, I was actually laying in bed, and something with a great force hit me right in my lower spine. Tremendous force. It actually almost jumped me out of the bed about a foot. And I remember just calling out, God, you know, just called out because I was in like shock. And I just laid there and I couldn't move. And all of a sudden I was floating up to the top, up at, like in space somewhere. After that happened, I couldn't move. And I was just like, I was floating up in the space.
What made you decide to get this implant removed?
What made you decide to get it removed?
Yeah.
Well, it was over a 10-year period, I would think. About 10 years. But it was just the head trips that were going on and things that were happening in my life. And I guess, you know, you just have to, because you're almost... It's so rare, it's so off the wall of reality as we know it, that you don't really know if it's, did it really happen? But once you get, you know, once you get an X-ray, once you get a CAT scan, and you say, yeah, this thing is there, it's actually there. I mean, it just puts proof in the pudding, you know, it just helps you put it all together. But meanwhile, I mean, until you get all this figured out, you really don't know if it really happened or not, because it's just so off the wall, yes.
In your opinion, what do you think it was used for?
Say it again, sir?
In your opinion, what do you think it was used for?
I think it was used for mind control.
Really?
Yes.
Were they altering your mind? Were they channeling things to you? Were they trying to get you to do things?
It was more or less channeling. It was channeling in a way. It was almost as a consciousness, awareness of... like suggestion, things of that nature, until it finally just got to a point to where, you know, you actually kind of think it could be the Lord, it could be the Holy Spirit, it could be, you know, it could be God, until you start putting things together, until you really start, you know, being realistic about what is really happening. And, you know, you don't quite know until you do put it together.
Would you ever want to go through this again, Steve, this entire procedure?
No, no way. No way. And, you know, someone asked me once if I felt blessed because I was chosen. I don't know about being chosen for anything. It was it's just a mind trip, and it's really played a big, heavy game on my mind. It's just I wouldn't want to put it on anyone.
Steve, did... undergo a hypnotic regression, and perhaps he doesn't have a complete memory of what he said, which I have on record. It would be interesting to send him now a copy of the tape, and he can.
Okay, so you you're saying that the data that I have here in front of me, which says that he saw gray beans with large heads and enormous eyes, are you saying that's what he said earlier under hypnosis?
Yeah, I believe that came out under hypnosis, which he may have no recollection of.
All right, good. I'm glad you pointed that out.